This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Opinion Booth with myself, Sonia Booth. There's a popular saying that we all have the same number of hours in a day. Or to really make the point, we all have the same number of hours as Beyonce. The implication is that we all have the same time to be superstars if we really want it and are willing to work to make it happen. For many, it is the kick in the pants they need to get moving on their goals and dreams. But what about those of us who aren't wasting time in the first place? While other people might be able to cut out watching TV or sleeping in, your arms might be full at night and in the early hours with a clingy baby. Or maybe you have a child with special needs, or you're caring for an aging parent. It could be that you're working two jobs just to put food on the table, or you have a physical condition that makes basic tasks take longer. Nganyezi.
Finally. You said my surname right. That's good.
I had to. I'm Zulu after all. Mumsibi phela mina. Don't be fooled by the surname Booth.
Mumsibi.
I'm a half and half. I don't know about you. I'm a half and half, but okay. Obviously I take after, you know, my dad. Mumsibi Zulu Paqa. You know, like taxi driver Zulu. That's me.
No, you mean a lawyer now, yeah.
Welcome to the Opinion Booth.
Thank you so much for having me.
So now, my opening was by a lady by the name of Mandy Ammon.
Okay.
Do you share those sentiments?
Wow, it was kind of deep. I was wondering where you're going with it. So thank you for actually justifying who it is. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
Powerful, huh? Makes very it, powerful. Gets you thinking. Profound.
Yes, true. It does.
So now, your name means star.
Yes.
Nkanyezi. Mm-hmm. A well-balanced name. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, it gives you a clever mind. Supposedly, that's what's written in the stars.
Yes.
As far as your name is concerned.
Yes.
Good business judgment. A fine sense of responsibility and an appreciation of the finer things in life.
Wow.
Is that you?
Wow. Wow. You know, this introduction is amazing. I can say, kinda. It's me.
Kinda. What do you agree most with and what do you agree the least with?
No, I actually agree with, what the name means and the definition. But we're leaving some things out also. I'm a bubbly person, man. Some people say I'm annoying, but you know what? I think it's an all-rounder. Yeah.
So you consider yourself an all-rounder? Okay. What are the other things that were left out that you would like to talk about? Because I think you want to talk about something here.
No, man. I'm just saying. You know. I'm such a bubbly person, you know, I'm a people's person. It's hard to judge. It's hard to look at me and you know, I think I intimidate a lot of people. I'm saying this because that's what I've been getting from a lot of people, especially people that follow me on social media. And then when they meet me, like, oh, this is you. I wasn't expecting that from you, you know, and I'm like, is that bad? Like, no, I was just expecting this uptight person, you know, but... What can I say? It's an all-rounder.
So now I want us to
yes.
dissect and scrutinize the narrative, yeah?
Okay.
So you have the same 24 hours as Warren Buffett.
Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Wow.
Dr. Yeah. Dre.
Yes.
Kylian Mbappe. Yes. You watch soccer, right?
Yeah.
Black Coffee.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Etc. So now I ask, what do you do with your 24 hours? How many hours do you sleep? How many do you spend being productive? And how many of those are reserved for play? As the saying goes, work hard, play hard. Some say, work smart, play hard. The rest say, do what you love and you will never work a day in your life.
Yeah, beautiful. Wow. Anyway, you know what? Let me just say something before I answer you, right? I am so glad you actually mentioned Dr. Dre. On my way back to SA, I was out the country, you know, recently. And on my way back, I was watching the documentary, Dr. Dre, how he actually did this whole, started the whole Beats thing. So when you mention it, it's actually amazing because it's what I've been actually doing lately. I've been checking out his documentaries and, you know, I've been interested in how this whole business of Beats started. So in my 24 hours, this is my life, literally. I wake up, I check my emails, number one. I check my social media because that is my life. I work with so many brands. I work with corporate brands and I also work with individual brands, like personalities, rather. So I check their profiles. I update their profiles. Some people think, okay, social media, you wake up and sit on your computer and waste time. Actually, me sitting there and checking those profiles and updating them, that's me working. I compare, I check your Sonia, how's she doing? I check them out and then, you know, and then I campaign, I strategize, put together a strategy for whatever brand I'm working with. I spend a lot of time on the road because this is my 9-to-5. So I cannot be sitting at home and, you know, and just hoping someone's going to give me something to do. So I spend a lot of time on the road. I don't sleep because during the day, I do so much work for other people and other brands. And then when I get home, that is when I focus on my things. I think, yeah, man, that sums up my 24 hours. I do have fun there and there. Thank God what I do is part of fun.
You get paid to have a good time. Are you one of those people and you just want to rub it in? You just want to rub it in? Go ahead.
You know what's interesting about this influencer lifestyle? It's that celebrities get paid to have fun and, you know, make appearances. An influencer, you get paid to actually do the same thing, but on social media.
That's the difference.
And I love it.
Okay, because you're here to school people.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
So now, Anele Masondo tweeted this the other day, and it was liked 20,000 times, and it had over 13,000 retweets.
Yeah.
So the tweet went, "Can't sleep 9 hours a day and expect your life to change." There were lots of responses, of course, to that. One went, "Sleep's a large part of health, though." Yeah. Another one went, "I've noticed that people would rather chase riches than health. That's where all that money is going to go later when they're sick. Black people love acting like not sleeping is the key to success." That's a Twitter handle by the name of The Light. And then Anele responds, "All depends what you're doing with your time. If you're scratching your nuts, good luck." Actions speak louder than words, right? He said. Yeah. And then what I loved by Luke Mulenga. "If you cannot find a way to make money while you sleep, you'll work until you die." Do you know who said that?
Who said that?
It was a quote by Warren Buffett.
Jeez.
"If you cannot find a way to make money while you sleep, you'll work until you die." Your 2 cents worth, seeing that you studied financial accounting.
Put me on, okay? Put me on the spot. I love my sleep. I'm not going to lie. I really do love my sleep. Only difference with me is that when people are sleeping, I'm up. That's it. I work better when everybody is asleep. I work better at night. I think because there's less traffic, there's less distractions. And yeah, my mind is more focused, you know, because on during the day, there's interviews. You know, I have to be somewhere, there's a call, there's emails to answer. But, you know, at night you find to actually, you know, you find yourself and you get to think on what you want to do next. And you get to see, you know, the challenges that you go through. Because during the day, all of those things, you know, they're not clear because there's people around you advise you. There's people around you telling you other stuff to do. There's people around you, you know, that give you another picture of what you were already thinking. But if you're alone, that's when I actually get a chance to look at what I can do next. You know, what can I tackle next? And that's when I will work through the whole night, and then 4 a.m. I know it's not healthy, but that's when I go to bed.
Okay. So that's you're not night owl.
I don't sleep at night. I sleep in the morning.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that the point that we're trying to make across is that it really doesn't matter if you put in the same 9 hours or 8 hours as work during the day, like the rest of people who have to go, you know, who have an office job.
Yes.
Right? So and you get some people who work 30 minutes in the 24 hours.
True.
But they will produce the same results as somebody who's been working 16 hours. I think that's what a lot of people are misunderstanding.
Yeah, that is actually true, because I'm also, I used to be a 9-to-5, by the way, you know, and I miss my job.
You
I
do?
Miss my, I do.
I don't see you in an office. I don't see you in an office.
I think, you know, because I used to work for a media company.
Okay.
I used to work for a media company, and it was fun. It was, you know, exciting. The only thing is that, you know, you feel under pressure. You know, in the office, you have to meet deadlines and stuff. Where else, you know, now you can only, I mean, you just need a date. When is it due? And then you can do other things and tackle it later. The only difference, you know, between what I do now and the office work is that I realized that, I mean, the office job only comes with beneficiaries, right? Am I right? Yeah, it's the benefits. Because when we talk about the success and we talk about the income, it's honestly, it's almost the same. It's almost the same. And people don't believe this. And you will actually know until you do it, you know, because when I started doing social media as a business, I realized that there's so much money there, you know, and we are actually getting there as a country, as South Africa, because I think we are not there yet. But now a lot of brands are realizing that there is so much, you know, there's so much money and growth on social media. And because now if you look at brands, they don't spend money on TV and radio like they used to. You know, 10 years ago. Now you see a budget and it's like around social media. And now just imagine all those people or those celebrities or those influencers that are actually getting paid for that monthly.
Mm.
And I met someone the other day who works for a bank, and that's all they do. They just wake up and tweet for a bank, and voila, that's your salary a month. You know, they don't even scrape what they have to tweet, because someone is doing it at the office. They just send it to them, like, post this. And that's your 9-to-5.
Hmm.
It's interesting.
Walala wasala. Walala wasala.
It's interesting.
Simple as that. You know, I mean, you can't blame somebody who's going to go out there and seek opportunities and grab them both hands or 10 fingers, you know, to be on their phone, whatever. So now, are you aware of the tour between Euphonic and Sizwelomo?
Wow, there's a tour.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna read a few for the sake of the conversation, because I want to ask you a question after that, and it's in line with our topic, right?
Okay.
So now, a few months ago, DJ Euphonic tweeted, "We have the same 24 hours, mates." Sizwe, and Sizwe is known for being, what do they call him, Mr. Google or something? I think that's his nickname. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he responds, "Yes, but we don't have the same resources. A lumberjack with an axe and one with a chainsaw both have the same daylight. Who chops more, though?" I thought that was sharp. Euphonics responds, "How do you obtain those resources? You work and you stop moaning about your circumstances, and you realize and appreciate that we all start somewhere. So choose how you spend your 24 hours." It goes on. Caesar. "Okay. Remember when you tweeted that a bank didn't want to finance one of your properties in Sandhurst and you felt that it was unfair? Were you moaning then? Did you not have 24 hours? We all start somewhere, yes, but there's a person who didn't have to argue with a bank about such." Euphonic. "I was moaning, yes, but I didn't lie down. I used the next 24 hours to change that, and I didn't give up. Just because the answer is no today doesn't mean that's cast in stone and how it will always be. I have the will to use my 24 hours to change my life." The point here, Euphonic, Life is unfair. This is Sizwe, obviously. Some people start ahead of others. We need to appreciate this at all levels. This isn't just about financial resources either, by the way. Euphonic. Life is very unfair, but don't make people feel like it's unfair, thus they must give up. I wasn't born euphonic, and I'm not even 10% of the person I want to be, and I'm not going to give myself excuses or boundaries based on my current unfair circumstances. Whew. So it went on and on and on, yeah? But now, then the last response from another person who's not euphonic, yeah. Not Caesar, obviously, went, this is the same as Thibaut Touch tweet a while back. Men say people with money think the rest of us are just sitting and doing nothing with our time. Ooh. We all want to attain that financial freedom, mate. Just don't be cocky because you are already there, one tweet told euphonic. The Thibaut Touch tweet being referred to here is one in which he wrote, the only difference between the guy I just drove past begging in the street and myself is our mental disposition. Let's change how we think. That was Thibaut Touch. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, this is actually my problem, okay? My problem is that this situation is... I don't wanna name drop, but my problem with people who already, you know, made it, you know, what's the problem? The problem is that they never mention who gave them a helping hand. And let's be honest, people, you know, we all where we are because someone gave us a helping hand. That's just the honest truth, you know. And I feel like 80% of people who are where they are today, somebody gave them a helping hand. And it's so selfish for you to actually be successful or have whatever you, you know, you always wanted, but never mention how it started and be like, no, I really work hard. We all work hard, but it's not that easy. You know, it's really not that easy. I mean, I got my first radio show because somebody gave me a call, be like, don't you want to be on the air? Now I must go there and be like, you know, I worked hard. Yes, we do work hard, but we have to at least, you know, be honest and say, you know, how did we get there in the first place? So I just feel some guys and some people already, you know, successful or doing very well. So I'm actually with Caesar on that one. I'm not beefing with anybody, but I am with Caesar. You know, we all work hard, guys. We do, trust me. But we have to be honest that how did we get there? How did it all started? You know, yeah.
Who gave you a big break?
Who gave you that big break? Helping There's someone hand. There. I mean, it's not bad to mention. Yeah, they did. They looked at me like, you know what? I like you. I'll give you that opportunity.
Someone out there gave you a chance.
Honestly,
someone gave you
it's
a break.
It's always that. It's always that. Yeah. It's always that.
Yeah. Okay. That's a very good point you made there.
Yeah.
So now back to the subject of sleep. Yesterday, yes. You responded to my message by saying that you had just woken up at 13:40, as in 20 minutes to 2 p.m. Living la vida loca.
No, really.
You know, you're living la vida loca, chasing dievoshkas. I think you know what that means, chasing dievoshkas and chasing summer in Russia. Whilst the rest of us, you know, were having to put up with the cold front courtesy of the Western Cape. Yeah. Are you still jet lagged from your Russian trip?
I get that question a lot.
And has your liver recovered from all that vodka?
No, my liver's recovered.
It's not waving the red flag.
I'm actually good now. I'm actually better. Yeah, I'm healthy now. I'm fine. The thing is, Russia was something else. But it goes back to me saying I sleep at 4. So when I go to bed at 5 a.m., obviously... I'm okay. Gonna be, you know, I start my day at 10 or 11 every day.
That's PM. Is that PM?
No, that's AM. That's AM. That's AM. And I always, you know, every time I get a meeting for that, for morning, any morning, I'll just ask, can we just do it maybe at 1 or like 12:01? nothing before that, please. Then, you know, if it's that important that they can't move the time, then obviously I have to sleep early. Like, I had to sleep early for today's interview. Otherwise, I'd be waking up now. I'm just being honest.
That wouldn't do me anything. So now, tell me, did you learn any pickup lines while you were there? And did you pick up a few Russian words?
Wow. It was, it was very hard. It was very hard because, you know, my stay in Russia was, I realized that I don't think they are tourist friendly. It is so hard to communicate with Russians. Trust me, it is so hard. Like, they don't speak English at all and they just don't care.
You could have just learned a few words.
It was so hard, eh? I tried. I think I wrote them down somewhere. I'll find them.
Wow. I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, come on.
Are you going to be going back there anytime soon? Because, you know, I lived there for 3 years. So
really?
I can teach you some Russian.
Please.
Do you want a pickup line?
Please.
How's your pronunciation? Are you a good linguistic?
It is very good.
Okay. Are you ready? Девушка очень красивая.
What does that mean?
Loosely translated, lady very beautiful. Or you can say ti krasavitsa.
I think I remember that. What does that mean?
You are beautiful.
Oh, I remember it.
Are you gonna repeat?
Say it again.
Ti krasavitsa.
Ti krasavitsa.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Taking you back.
Okay. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so now last week,
yes,
Forbes magazine revealed their latest cover star, Kylie Jenner, as the youngest ever self-made billionaire.
Yeah.
Phil Mpela posted the following. The Kylie Jenner self-made thing when she had a multi-million dollar head start is akin to the we all have the same 24 hours in a day. My 24 hours aren't the same as that of a 15-year-old kid who has to go to school and come home to raise her orphaned siblings. You are not all rich people can or have achieved what Kylie but come on self-made. Oprah is self-made. He goes on to say, hell, even Tom Cruise is self-made. Madonna is self-made. Kylie is successful, credit to her own business smarts and hard work, but self-made she is not.
Yeah.
Don't feel pressured that at your age you haven't made it. Run your own race. Like I always say, just because someone got there before you, it doesn't mean they'll always stay longer or earn more than you.
Yeah.
What is your definition of self-made?
My definition of self-made is, you know, young people actually doing what they love and being successful from that. You know, from actually doing it from scratch. You know, I think you gave me that. It's a topic. It's not a title, ne? The self-made. Because I remember when I did an interview on SABC, a talk show. Yeah. I was also called self-made. And they explained that because I am where I am today because I started. I met this guy who knows me from like way back when social media was actually new in South Africa, and this guy's been following me since, and apparently this guy's been stalking me, you know, and he was so impressed about how I actually got to where I am today. So this goes back to your question, self-made, the definition. I think it's going back to what I'm saying is, I think it's, you know, when you actually take something, whether it's your career or whether it's something you, you've created for people to know about you, and that is something that you actually have done on your own, on your hard work. Kylie Jenner, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know she comes from a rich family. So I don't understand why they're saying they're giving her the title. But anyway, I just feel, you know, there's so many people that can actually get about self-made. There's a lot.
Like who, for example? Let's come back here to South Africa. In your mind, who is a self-made female, a self-made male?
I will have to say, Thandi Dlomo.
Yes.
I'm inspired by her. I'm inspired by her work. I'm inspired by, you know, the things she has done for women and the things she has done for herself. I will also mention, that will sound so cliche. I'm inspired, actually, by Bonang. I'm not going to lie. And I know a lot of guys won't say this, but she has done so much for her, and she has done so much to prove that, you know, you can actually do great and go big and maintain the standard that you at. I will also mention Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah is the perfect example of, you can actually, because Trevor Noah grew up doing comedy, but no one was actually finding him funny, you know, especially other comedians. They were like just saying, this colored boy, I mean, he's not funny at all. And they never gave him a platform. But look at him today. So I think that would be my, yeah, that would be my top three.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now tell me, what's your relationship with former Idol's winner, Karabo Mohane?
Okay. I'm working with Karabo Mohane. I started working with Karabo Mohane in January this year. I am part of the management team for Mohane. Karabo, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you manage the brand?
What? Yeah, yes. I wasn't expecting that, but yeah, I do that. Okay. I manage the brand.
Okay. There's a young boy out there, right, who's listening to this, and I mean the song that we you know, started the show with, asked a very pertinent question, you know, because the unemployment rate, particularly amongst the youth, I mean, we're talking between 18 and 35, is alarming, right? So here you are. How many income streams do you have? I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay. It's more than three.
It's more than three.
Yes.
Did you know that the most successful people in the world have at least six different income streams?
Amazing. Wow.
Do you need more 24 hours, you think?
No, I'm fine. 24 hours is oh man, is long.
So it's, you long. Only have three, so you need three more. Hence, I'm asking, do you need more than the 24 hours? Because remember, we started something, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we got to finish what we started.
Exactly. It's more than three.
Mm. Okay. So not just...
He's so going, he's out here putting you on the spot when I'm not expecting it.
And now he's looking side to side. What were you expecting? I mean, this is the opinion booth here, you know?
Yeah.
Thought-provoking conversations, right?
Yeah.
Okay, is that it? Okay, now, okay. There's a young boy out there who looks up to you, admires you, aspires to be like you, to be as successful as you.
Mm.
Sitting at home, they've got a degree, they've got an honors degree. What is your advice? How do they start?
My advice is never give up, man. Whatever you are working on, whatever you want to do or, you know, want to be in life, keep pushing. I always advise my peers, you know, because sometime you have that degree and you can't get that job or you can't get that opportunity, that big break that you're always looking for, and then you start giving up or you start doing things that you don't want. I believe if there's a job opportunity that shows up, all right, whatever it is, don't ever look down on it. Just, you know, just get on it and do it. Because what kills us as black people and as young people is that we get an opportunity and then we look at what we have and then we look at that and be like, you know what, I'm never going to do that. But then until when? You know what I mean? So People won't believe I can tell them that I've worked so many jobs that I don't like. I've worked so many hard jobs that I don't like. Because I always believe, Duguti, something will come that I really, really want. You know, a big break will come. So if you're out there and you're sitting at home with that degree and you're just waiting to be the next financial manager or next lawyer, if something comes up, take it. And then, you know, that will groom you for when the right time comes, you'll be ready for it, you know?
You touched on something very, very important. And yeah. I'm glad you did. And I'm glad that it came from you and not from me.
Okay.
Because, I was absolutely shocked, not in a bad way, but in a good way. The other day when a young lady in Eastern Cape, I think, who was having trouble with the municipality, apparently they had taken away her container. She was renting this container on the side of the road and she was selling amakwinya, cakes. And I was absolutely amazed at the fact that she makes 20,000 rands a month. Now, wow. A lot of conversations out there, you get a lot of youngsters, a lot of the youth who will say, I did not do an honest degree to clean cars, to wash cars.
True.
Or sell amakwinya on the side of the road.
True.
What's your advice to that person?
Here's a big problem. With that mentality, you will never go anywhere. You know what I mean? Because if you're going to sit home and every day, that's all you do. I didn't get this. For me to be doing that, that's the big problem. Because whatever you do or whatever you work on, you know, no matter how little it is, it's the only thing that grooms you to become a better person and for you to actually look at the other person and see what they go through, you know, and understand the working environment and how to manage work and how to manage money and how to manage your life. So for that person who sits there at home and waits for that one job that I that's the thing that kills a person, because you're going to be staying at home and waiting for that one email, for that one call. But how long that's going to take, you know? So it's what I said earlier, that someone will give you a big break, you know? So if you actually take that, you might meet someone there who actually knows, you know, where to knock or who to call. It's how I got my first big break.
I'm waiting to hear that.
My first big break, I worked at that thingy. People don't know this, but I think it's the first time I'm sharing this. I worked at the post office, right? I think that was my first job ever. Oh, it was horrible. My God, it was so cold at the warehouse. I worked at the post office, but for like 3 months. 2 months, yeah. And then I met this guy. His name is Vincent. Vincent, we went to the same church, yeah. And then he was asking me, what do you do? So Vincent is this, probably you know Vincent. You know Vincent Mhlanga, right? You probably know him. You know his face, yeah.
Okay.
So I met Vincent. He was like, where do you work? And I told him, and like, okay, and what would you like to do? And that time he was working for a big magazine. He was working for GQ. And then I told him what I would like to do. And he was like, okay, just give me a call on a Monday and send me your stuff. And that's when I moved from there to a media company. And I was an intern. And a month after that, I was doing my dream job, social media. Well, it became my dream job now. It wasn't back then. So my advice to anyone that's listening, you can't sit at home and be like, you know what, I'm not going to do that. And because, you know, I didn't study for that. Sometimes, you know, God puts us on those positions where you have to try something out new, and then you will meet, you know, you will meet someone out there who's actually going to help you, you know, give you a one step forward to whatever you always wanted to do.
You realize how important telling that story is.
Thank you so much. You
never realize until now, because if a young person out there who's so demotivated, who is so despondent, if they don't hear such stories from you,
yeah.
Because I mean, you have how many followers throughout your social media? You have over 300,000, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is.
So by you not sharing the story and the fact that you've never shared it before,
yeah.
I think you're doing a lot of disservice. And I'm putting you on the spot because I think you don't realize the impact that has on somebody who's listening out there. The reason I say that is because people see Nkanyezi as this globetrotter.
Yeah.
And they think for them it's unachievable. Yeah. For them it's impossible to do because they are in Kwamashu or they're in Pimville or Kliptown. They're living in a shack in Orange Farm. In their minds, it's not even feasible. They don't even think about it because someone like Nkanyezi is not telling that story.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that a lot of people will share that story. I mean, I've paid my dues. I mean, I worked at a restaurant for 3 hours. I only survived 3 hours because the patrons were rude. They were absolutely rude. I lasted a whole 3 hours. That was my first job. But I mean, I did a whole lot of jobs after that. At some point, I was a secretary.
Yeah.
At some point, I was a receptionist. You know, I started out with a secretarial certificate.
Yeah.
When mom didn't have money for me to study architecture, that was my first love.
Yeah.
But if I don't share those stories, you know, do you think a child out there who's back in Pimville is going to believe, you know, the fact that I'm what I am today? Yes, I haven't achieved all of that. I mean, I still have a long way to go.
True.
But do you think they're going to be motivated if they just see me at a distance or on TV? Do you think they foresee themselves being in my position? No. So we need to share these stories.
It's going back to what we were saying about, you know, the successful people. They never actually share, you know, what they went through. They always make it seem like, oh, yeah, work so hard. Work so hard doing what? You know, they never say. So that's my biggest problem, that, you know, sometimes you really need to take the truth and tell us, you know, what you went through, the difficulties, and make us understand. Because you can't say, yeah, work hard. I mean, applying and applying and applying. Yeah, but while you were applying, what were you doing? You know, we want to know that. And then when you actually share those things, it makes it easy for someone out there that's following you, that really loves you, and, you know, that really looks up to you, to actually know, which they're not alone.
True.
Yeah.
I'm going to read out a few names. Are you surviving still?
Yeah, ne? Okay.
I'm going to read out a few names, followed by two titles, of which you have to choose one.
Okay.
Jaden Smith, self-made or trust fund baby? You know Jaden Smith, right?
Is it
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's son?
Oh.
Self-made or trust fund baby? Just choose one word. You don't have to explain anything. In fact, I don't want you explaining anything.
Oh, God. You know, sometimes when you make opinions, people think you're hating and you're not. But anyway, I'll choose Jaden Smith.
Self-made or trust fund baby?
The self-made.
Self-made.
Mm.
Duduzane Zuma, self-made or state fund baby?
State fund.
Nkanyezi. Star Kubega. Anything else you want to add, or are you happy to get out of here? I've never seen somebody sweat the way you are.
You're putting me a lot under pressure, you know that. Do you know how much people beef with me on social media?
They're going to have you for lunch.
They're like, what?
After choosing that Duduzane Zuma is not self-made and that he is state-funded. You said, you called Duduzane Zuma a state-fund baby. Those were your words. You better say your prayers tonight. Nkanyezi, let me leave you, you know. thank you for your time.
No, thank you so much for having me, man. It was great, man. I had so much fun.
Are you sure?
I had so much fun.
Continue to inspire.
Thank you.
And keep the hustle flowing. I don't know why everyone's laughing, you know? You know, you should mind your own business. The adults are talking. What if you were told you were going to live to 200 years old? as Sanlam turns 100, they are looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science, featuring the voices of Nambitha Mpumlwana and Thapelo Mokoena. It's the story of Lesedi Ndaba, told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen or find out more on cliffcentral.com. My humble opinion, after all, this is the opinion booth. Don't get trapped comparing yourself to your peers. You have different start times. You run different races and you will be faced with different hurdles. Your journey deserves its own pace. Your story has its own rhythm. You can be the artist you wish to be. You can be the version you've long been dreaming of. In the words of Bonnie Blair, winning doesn't always mean being first. Aspire to inspire before you expire.
This is CliffCentral.com.